We've talked before on this program about how technology has given a new audience to music that used to be passed around by friends and neighbors in mixtapes and homemade CDs. I want to tell you about an artist who's making a name for himself in just that way. He goes by Bambou de Pistola. And we want to warn you up front, his message is uncompromising, and for some, it will be uncomfortable.
My name is Bambou de Pistola, talk a Los Angeles. Nice to see a few new faces. Welcome to our place, it's our space. We welcome you all with not a drop of hate, but you will share the same respect or I am down to catch a case.
He was born Jonah Di Ocampo, and he grew up in Los Angeles in the 1990s. One of the estimated 3 million members of the Filipino diaspora in the U.S. At 15, he got involved with Filipino street gangs, which led to an arrest for armed robbery, at which point, on what he describes as the advice of a judge, he joined the Marines. Today, he's a community activist and a rapper who's already gotten a following in the underground hip-hop music scene that's about to go above ground. He's opened for Common, he's collaborated with Killer Mike of Run the Jewels, and he's with us now from NPR West in Culver City, California. Bambou, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's start with the art. You know, even now, hip-hop and rap are the music that much of the country listens to. Did you grow up thinking of yourself as an artist, as a rapper?
No, I think we did it to pass the time. For me, especially, it started with just rapping about the gang and the neighborhood and the things we were doing and reflecting that back to the neighborhood homies. And we would freestyle where you just improv, and I found that I had a knack for that, and I practiced over and over again, and it wasn't until I got out of the military that I really pursued it as a career.
So let's talk a little bit about that, if you would, your experiences as a young man growing up in L.A. Can you paint a picture for us?
I grew up, you know, immigrant parents in Los Angeles in the late 80s. Early 90s, there were gangs, other, you know, black gangs, Latino gangs. MS was just getting started, which is El Salvadorian gang. You can kind of feel it was wartime mentality in Los Angeles at that time. You're talking about a lot of working class immigrants being confined in these communities and these youth having no real outlet and already feeling like not a part of the society. So as a part of our assimilation, this seemed more tangible to us.
Why is that? What is it that happens? Because a lot of people listening to our conversation go, oh, that's just making excuses. Everybody has a choice.
You have to understand the mentality of youth at that time, especially being young immigrants. Our parents don't speak English. Our parents are very disempowered, and they echo that into the household. So empowerment is something that we constantly crave and look for. And when there's a street gang that stands up for themselves, that, you know, is under the guise of protecting our community, you know, young black and brown youth organized in this way, that's appealing. That feeds the teenage angst where you really have no outlet, especially in Los Angeles, especially being poor. Like, there was not a whole lot of things for you to do. And when I say Bernie, I mean Bernie CBS. Grab me a couple of 40s. I got a few homies. The homies just laid the rest. And I bet my knife click and like one flip, you see blade. And I go drunk uncle on you and get on your face. I'm just saying.
I have to say, listening to your work, that stands out, and this is not going to be a surprise to people who followed your work, but right now, what's the famous phrase? That rap is the CNN of the streets, right?
Mm-hmm,
that it
mm-hmm.
really expresses a reality. And now, you know, there are a lot of rappers who are very mainstream. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg's doing a show with the cooking maven Martha Stewart, right?
Right.
And yet your work is still very hard-edged. There's a level of anger in it that I think stands out.
That's hip-hop. What attracted me to hip-hop was the same thing that attracted me to the gangs. It was unapologetic, and that is what I needed at the time. It's the same reason the military appealed to me. It fed that side of me that I felt was lacking, you know, growing up in a community where you really don't feel like you belong, where you're watching television, where the people don't look like you, where you have police that make sure you don't cross a certain boundary or a certain line. You definitely don't feel like you're a part of the greater society. It wasn't until I joined the military that I really had conversations with white people, like genuine conversations with white people that weren't yes officer, no officer, you know. That wasn't the first time. And for them, it was the first time a lot of them had seen Filipino people.
So how do you decide now what it is that you want to say?
Tupac said it best, I feel like. We as artists, our journal is for everybody to read. My process is that I don't think about the future. I think about the here and now. I think about what my son wants to hear from me after I'm long gone, how I represent my community. I want you to feel uncomfortable. It's how I walk in the world every day. So my release is in that music. So it always comes off as abrasive and hard because that's the way it feels to walk in my shoes.
Let me play a song that I think might bring that point home for some people. It's a song called Routine. Let's play it.
Listen, baby, maybe I've been busy chasing money a long, long time. Yep. And I ain't making time. I've been way behind. Let me go drop you a few lines. I know you wonder why I get nervous when you bring your Nerf gun outside. Uh-huh. Cause police see a little brown boy with a gun toy that's on sight.
Yep.
Hoodie down, cause when you hoodie up, you get followed all the way home.
Wow.
Music down, cause when your music up, you get shot down. And I know you only 8 years old, but still.
Uh-huh.
Devil got no chill. Ayana Jones only 7 when the police busted in and got her killed. Pay attention, son.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy passing on lessons.
Is that is your son, is it not?
That is my son, yeah.
Yeah, now, so now that, what, did he hear you with saying those rhymes, or did you record
Absolutely.
Them separately? He heard
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we have that conversation all the time. Khalil, my son, goes to a school that is 95% black. All his friends are black. So these are questions that are already brewing in his head. And that song was written after Tamir Rice was shot. You know, thinking about my son and him playing outside with his friends with his toy guns, and how could I not write that song? And what I found was, as opposed to getting softer on issues, I ended up going harder on issues, because this is, I know what my son's looking down the barrel of in regard to what his future looks like, especially now in this climate.
Well, speaking of this climate, I am wondering whether there are other people in the community, particularly the larger Filipino diaspora, who don't dig your act and basically think that it's too negative, doesn't reflect well on the community. And I'm wondering if you've gotten that feedback, and if so, what do you say?
Yeah, from immediate family and beyond. There's a cultural thing of just keeping the family business quiet. Culturally, Filipinos don't want to put our stuff on blast. We like to keep it in-house, and I'm the complete opposite. My music is here to push people to organize, period. And so when I get hit with these internal criticisms of, you know, mostly by model minority, fully assimilated Filipinos who possibly voted for Trump, you know, they attack me and say, I just need to keep my mouth shut and that we got it good. And Filipinos, as far as immigrants are concerned, we're a success story, blah, blah, blah. But they don't see what I see.
Well, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
What should we go out on? What would you recommend?
I have a song with Killer Mike called Prayer. It's about Filipinos and Asians for Black Lives. Black Lives Matter is, it reverbs into our community whether we want to believe it or not.
He took Freddie Gray, then he took Freddie Gray. He jumped out of car and shot Tamir while he played. He murdered Earl Hayes, shot Philando in his car. Same devils in the desert, stealing oil in a war. Same devil got you blinded, so you frontin' your raps. That shit is whack, you're the All Lives Matter of rap.
That was the artist known as Bamboo De Pistola. He was nice enough to join us from our studios at NPR West, which is in Culver City, California. Bamboo, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.